This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The trailer for the new Captain America movie dropped today. Quick spoiler alert here. Spider-Man, check it out. You'll see. But forget about comic books on the big screen. What about comics on the very, very small screen? From Oregon Public Broadcasting, April Baer reports.
Sales of digital comics in 2014 topped $100 million, about the time Amazon acquired the main online sales hub, Comixology. But seriously, have you ever tried reading a digital comic book? Former Dark Horse Comics editor Jim Gibbons notes it's not bad if you download to a tablet.
The iPad screen is comparable enough to a comic book page, I think. You can read the whole page like you would if it was in a book in front of you, and then you swipe to the left, you get to the next page, whole page is there.
But just try to do the same comic on your smartphone. That full page with all its panels can be hard to take in.
What we wanted to do is say, okay, let's not try and cram a comic book page onto a phone screen and make it work. Let's make comics that are built specifically for the size of the phone screen.
Gibbons has signed on as senior editor for a new mobile venture called Stila Comics. The company is developing brand new titles written and drawn to be read on a smartphone. On the beta version, it's compact. You read one panel, move down, read another, down some more. It's not hard to imagine whipping the phone out one-handed in the grocery line, reading a few pages. And it's the perfect size for sneaking in an undercover read after bedtime, just like you used to. Apps like this have taken off in Asia. One of them, known in the U.S. as Line Webtoon, has 30 million monthly users. I decided to take Stila for a test drive in a tough room.
Thank you so much.
Jason Levian is the owner of Floating World Comics, a shop in northwest Portland that describes itself as a store for people who still like going to stores. He scrolled through a Stila sword and sorcery epic titled Inheritance.
I'd say this format is definitely better, but there's still something about it. Like, the screen is small. You don't see the full page. Somehow I just lose interest. I don't know what it is.
Levian adds there's one thing he already likes about Stila, its business model. The company is offering its artists and writers upfront page rates that are competitive with bigger publishers.
Any new publishing company out there that's offering to pay artists a good page rate upfront is a good thing, no matter what format.
Stila is also offering artists and writers a profit split on the back end. Gibbons is hiring both mobile native artists and some widely read print talent. People like this guy, Michael Avon Oeming. He's done some writing for Marvel titles like Thor, but is best known among comics readers for indie titles like Powers, a mashup of superhero narrative with police procedural.
I've always been interested on a personal level of, you know, how do you get comics into more people's hands? You know, I remember early on looking at the Archie books at the checkout counters, and I was like, why aren't other comic books here?
Oeming is young enough that he's on Tumblr, but old enough to remember the first generation of digital comics. The internet was new, and everyone was scrambling.
We weren't too concerned at that time about screen size because everybody just had a big, giant, square screen.
Overall, comics haven't changed much till now. Oeming says he's excited about Stila's concept. For consumers, the service will deliver about 8 fresh pages every weekday. That'll cost $4.99 a month for starters, with the hope you'll be hooked. In Portland, I'm April Baer for Marketplace.